by national dissemination mechanisms. Sorry, if you could give it, Andrew, at the... Let me thank all delegations for this very rich discussion. I wish this was Thursday or Wednesday, because I think perhaps of all of our indicators, this has been the one in which the discourse has been perhaps the most policy wonkish, to use Canada's observation. And I think it's because we understand that Target G is central to the mission of trying to save lives and improve capacities in DRR. And the target was specifically drafted so that we don't look at white elephants. It didn't say just create a break ground for a national early warning system. You need to have the early warning system. You need to generate disaster risk information and assessment, and you need to deliver it to the people. So it's one of the targets that is intended to tie our hands if we will allow it to happen. So what I'm going to try to do now is to, and this is very difficult because we have so many intersecting options. What I would probably do is try to test the consolidation that Andrew has suggested, which attempts to capture the two streams that have emerged in terms of national and subnational as a choice, by making them no longer a choice, but a combination. So first, the option on, Andrew, if you tell me, G5 and G6 it is?
Go down to it's not numbered yet.
Yes, and it's a very simple articulation: number of countries that have accessible, understandable, usable disaster risk information at the national and local level. Before putting it to you, let me ask Andrew, is the intention then to say that progress would be measured across the period to 2030 by moving from 10 or 15 countries to all countries?
Yeah, I mean, this, sorry,